Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We've all called in, or have we?
No, we haven't called in. We've shown up for the game of the day. The game will be all around the Thursday experience. July the 8th is upon us, a couple of days remaining in the week, and it's Jennifer doesn't like it when I do this, so I won't say. We only have a couple of days left. We have exciting opportunities to achieve great things in the next couple of days. Jennifer, how's that? That much better than...
It's a lot better.
It is a lot
much better than ticking away your life.
Yes, all right. And hopefully things are much better with all of us and all of you. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. The fence around the U.S. Capitol is being removed. Now, I'm unclear as to... There was a fence put up around the Capitol after January 6th, right? And was it the same sort of fence that's around the White House? I never really got a good look at it. No, it was temporary.
I think the White House fence is a little more permanent, but it was temporary fencing that was around the Capitol.
So what do we think about the fences that are there? I remember when Clinton was president, the street in front of the White House was shut down. There were less points of access into the White House. The people's buildings seem to be more and more exclusively used by those who are in power. And we're told that it's to check and make sure that everything is safe. I think what had happened at the time, somebody jumped over the fence, didn't they, and almost got into the White House. I remember some of the things that happened at the time. But I remember also being annoyed because I like having the access. When I was working in Washington, I could just walk down the street and look around. And there was something glorious about being able to walk and be that close to the White House. Or I've told you the story over the years of me when I was a college student. I used to fly down to Washington and then take the train from Washington out to Ohio to Heidelberg. And the Sunday night before the inauguration in, let's see, that would have been 1964, not now. It was 1968 or in that vicinity. I remember I had 3 or 4 hours between when I got there on the plane and getting the train. So I literally walked over to the White House. I walked up the steps at then I walked over to the Capitol building. And I walked up the steps to the Capitol building, walked up to where the podium had been erected for the inauguration of the president, and I stood there as if I were the president. And that was in 1960, whatever it was. And look at how much has changed in that time. And I look back over the years, there have always been people, remember when they burned the original White House down, but I think that was the British, wasn't it? Anybody remember that from history?
Yeah.
Was the British that burned it?
Yeah, and then Dolly Madison was credited with saving a lot of the artifacts from the White House.
Yeah.
She kept running back in and grabbing stuff. Yeah.
Save the dog and save the pictures, or whatever else is in there. So it just seems to me that we ought to be doing more, and I don't know what that more is. I don't have a definition of what more it is, but are we just giving in to the craziness of what is now, a public area? Is everything is closed to the public. So why?
I think the same people who support the fence around the Capitol are the same people who don't support a fence on our border, right? So
yeah, many of them are. Yeah, that's true.
I think in some ways, fences and walls are meant to make a statement more than they are to do something.
Do fences make
functional?
Good neighbors? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Yes.
Is, are we? Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm all for fences and walls all around my property.
So then it's okay
I'd
to have the White House out. Am I the only one here who doesn't like all those fences around all the buildings in Washington?
I think it's a necessity the way that the fences around the White House. Certainly our leaders, whether you like them or not, they need protecting. And I think that's kind of what it does. I mean, think about the person who walked into the White House. Remember when Obama was president and the person ran across the lawn and walked into the White House? I mean, that's not cool. How does that even happen? I don't even know how that goes on.
Well, who's not doing their job? Yeah, that would be the question. They got those sharpshooters up on the roof of the White House 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what are they doing? Or if somebody jumps over the fence, should they be shot? That's another matter, I suppose, of public debate.
Then you also have to protect the people who are there to protect, right? I mean, we know that nutjob ran his car into one of the Capitol police officers, right, and killed him. I mean, it's just there are just too many nuts out there. I don't know.
Why are people so crazy?
I don't know.
Is it really that we have more people who are, is it people are more crazy, or we just have more people who are crazy because we have too many people to begin with?
People telling us about the crazy people? Because maybe they were crazy the whole time and we didn't know.
Sounds like a puzzle. Jay, do you want to weigh in on this, or have you got a headache already?
No, I think it's definitely an issue of mental health and awareness and not enough people in therapy.
Well, there you go. The idea of having therapy, I think, is a fabulous idea, but it's still poo-pooed by some religions. It's poo-pooed by some people who think they're big and strong and tough and they don't need it, you know, all of that sort of thing. But maybe one of the great examples of somebody who needs some kind of therapy is Julian Assange. The British High Court has granted our government, permission to appeal a decision that barred his extradition. So do you want to go back over that and hash that? This thing's been going on and on and on. And what do you think you're going to get out of Assange in the first place if you bring him here? He probably will commit suicide anyway, right? Because he doesn't want to face the music.
That's the one judge had said.
Jeffrey Epstein did.
Right, yeah. That's what the one judge had said, and I guess he cited his mental health, but then a different judge said, you know, he's fine. He can stand to be extradited. I didn't know he had a fiance.
Yeah, that's didn't he have somebody that fell in love with him while he was
That was Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
I didn't know that he has a fiance who basically is pleading with Biden to drop the whole case and let Assange go home.
How long has he known her? Did he know
I don't
her
know. I don't know anything
in?
About her. That's what I'm saying. I didn't even know he had
Stella
a fiance.
Morris? Well, but he's crazy, so why do we pay attention to him?
Well, is he crazy, though?
He's crazy like a fox.
I mean, yeah, I think people throw that word around way too much. I don't know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. I mean, is he diagnosed with something? I don't think so. I think he's pretty smart.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of smart, teenagers faking positive COVID tests. Why? There is a new study out on COVID-19, and it basically shows that vaccines may be curbing virus mutations But teens are faking positive test results, and so I'm wondering what the point is of that. Why would that be? This is something that's on Reuters today, the idea that vaccines are curbing mutations. That's something we've been talking about pretty much all week, and so that's good news. But what is there in faking this stuff? I don't get
what's the point of it. Are they trying to get out of school?
Yeah, I think so.
Summer vacation, though.
Attention.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. And does anybody know? Teenagers figuring out how to use soft drinks. Apparently, that's how they do it, to fake a positive COVID test. And there's some videos that have been uploaded. Jay, you've probably seen these on some of the social media. The hashtag is fake COVID tests. And it teaches you how to apply liquids to get the test results that you want. And apparently it has millions and millions and millions of views. So maybe it's...
But what's the... So
getting
what do you
out
do
of,
with the soda? So what do you do with it?
What, we're going to teach people how to do it?
I'm asking because, no, of course not. I don't think our audience is really interested in this. But the reason I'm asking is because
There's sweeteners you can use, soft drinks...
It's a rapid COVID test that they're doing. I found your story.
Okay, well, thank you, Jen. Let's get some clarification. The reason I'm asking, Doug, is because if you've had Diet Coke and then you're an adult with symptoms or you think you have COVID and you have Diet Coke or whatever and then you go take a rapid test, if it can throw it off, that's important to know. Forget about the stupid teenagers. I'm more concerned about how many false positives or whatever are people getting just because of what they've consumed.
Spring water also did it, by the way.
I think the reason that I brought it up was because it shows, to me anyway, I'm skeptical. I had the conversation, my sister and I were talking about how many people had died yesterday of this, and she said, oh, look at all these hundreds of thousands of people. I said, how do you know that those people? Well, because they were certified. I said, certified by whom? Well, the hospital certified them.
Oh, yeah,
I said, you think
them.
That? Yeah, right. So she was very upset. She kind of left in a huff because she... I guess wants to believe this stuff, how horrible it is.
It's comforting
and
to want to believe everything that's being thrown at us until you realize that everything that's being thrown at us is not
necessarily
true.
The truth. Right.
And I guess what these kids are doing, I don't know why they're doing it, but they're using, instead of not just, they're not just like swabbing their cheeks and they have like residue from diet soda, Victoria, they are using the juice, basically. They're using the soda itself. They dip their test swab into it or into spring water, and that produces a different result.
It's the home tests.
Yeah, but the reason that
that's very concerning, just because even if you're a regular, like I said, even if you just took a mouthful of, if you swallowed a mouthful of
Diet
Coke.
We can do it with mouthwash, it seems
to me. I'm just happy they're not still eating Tide Pods.
Right.
Yeah, I know, right? But if you are taking a test and you are following the rules, because I did the swab test a bunch of times, you're not supposed to eat or drink 30 minutes beforehand. So,
So here's more stuff to scare everybody. There's a new variant called the Lambda variant. There's another one called the Epsilon variant. And some are trying to equate that to the Delta variant. Look at all of this. Look at all of that. Be scared. Run for your life. It's just, get the shots. Much of anything else. That's how I look at all of this stuff. Everybody's got up through. Mutation is normal for all of these.
It's normal
viruses.
As long as people are still not vaccinated, because they're still host bodies for the virus to mutate and go to.
Yep.
I mean, people are like, I don't know. If this happened, if this Delta variant keeps going in the way that it's going, which right now it seems like it's a pretty rapid speed, and it's just spreading through communities that are not vaccinated, what we know is going to happen. We've seen it already over the last year. We're going to see shutdowns again. We're going to see that affect businesses and the economy. So get vaccinated. These people are the ones who are creating the problem now. You can't blame it on, blue states, red states, or whatever. It's unvaccinated people are going to be the source of the problem.
I just find it objectionable in the sphere of things to see the kinds of information that continually gets pumped out. It's irresponsible, I think, just to keep hammering away at this. Be afraid of this. Be afraid of that. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions and millions of resumes. This is the Instant Matches, what you get when you're dealing with the folks at Indeed. It searches all these resumes. Pretty cool, actually. The database is big, delivers candidates to fit the job description that you have. Resumes galore. They have 135 skills tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates and have it happen faster. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding new employees, then visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com for new employees. Indeed.com/credit.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Twenty-three after the hour on the DJV program is trending time. Social media being what it is, there are a lot of things that appear there that may not appear on the front page of your newspaper, and then there are some of those things that will appear on the newspaper or on television. But we've got the scoop, and there's more to scoop about when it comes to Britney. So we'll get to that right after this.
Good morning, Private.
Good morning,
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private. Astute.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
All right, so let's get to the latest. The mother of Britney is speaking out, Jay, yes?
Yeah, it seems like she's adding to the damage control posse. What a great term,
the damage control posse.
Huh. So Britney's court-appointed lawyer resigned, and Lynn Spears, Britney's mom, is asking the judge to allow her daughter to hire her own private lawyer, or at least get a lawyer that Britney approves of, somebody who has nothing to gain from the conservatorship. And Lynn also says that, you know, 13 years ago when the conservatorship became a thing, it was needed. It's no longer needed. She adds to what Britney has said, that she has been doing so many performances. She's been bringing in money. She's been choreographing her residency and teaching her dancers and all of that stuff. She does not need a conservatorship. And so Lynn is saying that she's in support of getting the conservatorship ended as well. And mind you, when Britney spoke on June 23rd, that's when it was, right? I have no concept of time anymore.
Yeah.
She had said that she wants to sue her family. She didn't say that anybody... She didn't say,
including her mother?
Yeah, she didn't say including the mom, but she just said she wants to sue her whole family. She never said that anybody was exempt from that.
Mm-hmm. So this is mom.
This is very much too little too late. Yeah, this is, everybody's running, and I said yesterday, this is like the rats running from the flood. I mean, everybody, they're all jumping ship. And for Lynn to say, even in the Ronan Farrow article, she's whispering on the phone with him. She says that she might have to hang up at any minute if someone from the family comes into the room. I mean, clearly Lynn doesn't have a backbone, and she hasn't stood up for her daughter. And then to have her lawyer cite all the reasons that Brittany should be free from this, and it's all the same things that Brittany
said
in court.
What's the mother's relationship with the father?
Well, they're divorced. They had a pretty awful marriage. He beat her, and he was drunk all the time, and so. But she's remarried. So I don't, and she's been remarried now for a while. So I don't get it. I don't get why, unless she's been getting money somehow through the conservatorship as well. Mm-hmm. I know her. I know Britney's older brother does, and he's another jackhole. He's like Jamie Spears Jr. in training.
He's one that even when she was like a teen and first like getting to the height of her career, Britney Spears had even said that her brother would sometimes like he helped quote unquote helped keep her fit because if she even gained a little bit of weight, he would grab the fat on her stomach and say like you're getting too fat, you need to do something about this.
It needs to be somebody. Yeah, exactly. All right, so Miley Cyrus
is requesting a hearing for July 14th. So we'll see if the judge approves or if Lynn has any authority to even do anything.
Miley Cyrus has jumped on the bandwagon in support of Britney.
Oh, Miley Cyrus has been on the bandwagon,
She has.
Yeah, so she, a couple years ago, she has performed and said, you know, we love you, Britney. Free Britney, the most recent one, was over the weekend at the Resorts World Casino in Las Vegas. She was doing a performance, and in her song Party in the USA, one of the lyrics, that's when the taxman turned on the radio, and a Jay-Z song was on. She changed it to, he turned and said, Free Britney.
All right, so there we have there. A lot of celebrities have been weighing in on this.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, Mariah Carey.
Social media.
Cher has been commenting for
years.
Cher's
very vocal.
Cher's been very vocal for a long time.
Social media, 28 at the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The Toyota Mobility Foundation, Energy Systems Network, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation have joined with May Mobility, a leader in autonomous vehicle technology and shuttle operations, to launch a free autonomous shuttle service in central Indiana. The free service began on July 1st and serves the downtown Indianapolis and Indiana University Purdue University Indianapolis communities. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and Iraq officials are reporting American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding 2 American service members. U.S. analysts believe they were part of a campaign by Iranian-backed armed groups. Investigators have identified 3 men found shot to death on a golf course at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. That's a country club in the Atlanta suburbs, but it's unclear what prompted the violence. Golf pro Eugene Siller, 46-year-old Henry Valdez of California, and 76-year-old Paul Pearson of Kansas. The gunman ran away on foot and remains at large. Federal Judge J.P. Bouley in Georgia says he will not strike down parts of a state's new voting law. On Wednesday, he struck down the lawsuit brought by the Coalition for Good Governance because there are already runoff elections underway in the state. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Mexican officials have contacted lawmakers in Washington to lift travel restrictions between the two countries, saying there is no longer a need for the restrictions. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council on Fox News, says the Biden administration is the cause of the crisis and removing Title 42 would be disastrous.
Well, the first thing that we have to understand is the Biden administration, they know that they are the cause of the current border crisis. They won't publicly admit it, but they know that their actions have caused the unprecedented surge that we're seeing right now. So if they were to end Title 42, they also recognize that that will encourage more people to cross our borders illegally, and that will strain our resources even further, the resources that we just don't have right now to properly protect our border. They want to open up the ports of entry to non-essential travel, but if they were to do that, they're just going to invite more illegal immigration to take place. We want to do the best job that we possibly can. We know that we can patrol the border, but we have to have the policies that are going to allow us to properly go after the criminal cartels, to go after the organizations that are bringing so many people into the United States, and we just don't have the resources right now. When you start a shift with 40% of your personnel already in processing, and then by the end of the shift, you've got 50% of your personnel in processing, we just don't have enough people on the border to actually go after the criminal cartels and to cut into the human trafficking that is taking place.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on the Thursday, July 8th edition of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Sometimes people who know don't know that they know. Have you ever experienced that, ladies? And then there are those people who don't know, but they think they know. Nothing worse than thinking you know something that you don't really know. I pride myself with knowing what I don't know. And do you?
I like to be honest about not knowing. Wait, what is it? About knowing what I don't know. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not trying. This is not a riddle necessarily, but I think it's good to think about. Well, know what you know and know what you don't know, but don't know what you don't know.
Okay, you want to talk about the Olympics? Let's get into some news.
Actually,
that's one thing I know I don't know about.
Right.
I have these services. I try to expand my vocabulary, so I have a couple of different word places that send me words every day. Sometimes I use them on the air, but it's good to expand your vocabulary. Victoria gets the award for the word of the day, jackhole. I don't know.
That's
that
not my word. That's Andy Cohen's word.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Oh,
okay. I did not invent it.
I did not.
Give credit where it is due.
Okay. All right. So speaking of credit, finally, I use that. I don't like that word, as Victoria knows. Finally, though, relief from the Stanley Cup because the finals are over. Phil McGinn, who's in the position of being in charge of the studio in Washington, our main studio in Washington, as in July in hockey. It makes no sense. Why? I mean, there are more things in the world to be upset about, I suppose, or concerned about, but who cares about hockey in the middle of July?
Hockey fans?
Yeah, what,
this was an amazing series. This actually had a lot of people were watching this one. But yeah. So Tampa Bay won. It's the second straight Stanley Cup in 2 years, and they've got the Tampa Bay is on fire.
Tampa Bay, Florida, as a hockey place. Come on.
Yeah, well, they've got the Super Bowl this year. They've got another Stanley Cup. Jen said last year they were in the World Series as well, which I didn't follow. But yeah, that's Tampa Bay is really
who beat them, Victoria? Who beat them?
The Dodgers.
Yeah, thank you.
But who knew that Tampa Bay would turn out to be this incredible sports town? Yeah.
But hockey.
Oh my gosh!
Tampa,
okay, well let's
Florida,
move on then.
In July, oy.
It's the Olympics.
That's it's yeah exactly.
Right. Good. Okay. Hello. Bad news out of Tokyo.
I don't know if he knows that, Jay.
If I know what?
That it's all indoors.
Yeah, but it's summertime, so I suppose it's a good place to go to cool off if you want to do that in the hockey arena, right? Cool because of the ice. I always like watching that machine. What is it called? It begins with a T.
The Zamboni.
The Zamboni, right.
Or the Tamboni.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
All right,
Doug
anyway.
Doug Steppen's sports report.
Yep.
Oh,
let's go to Tokyo.
Precision.
Okay, let's see what's going on with whether if you've got plans to go to Tokyo, whether you're going to be able to go or not. Right? There seems to be there was a plan for a limited number of spectators to go to Tokyo, but now there has been a surge in Tokyo of COVID, so now it appears that you may not be able to go if you wanted to go. And I think a lot of athletes are beginning to feel the same thing, think the same thing. Okay, so. And apparently the government has proposed a plan to reinstitute strict measures to counter the surges that they have going on there. Is it because of all the people coming in from outside of Japan? Is that why there are surges?
No, people haven't arrived yet. The president of the International Olympic Committee arrives later today, and then he'll have to do the quarantining for 3 days in the hotel. But no, the athletes and some of the athletes are there. Some have landed with COVID. Some have tested positive since they've gotten there. But Japan is essentially later today. They're going to announce a state of emergency. And so I don't know exactly how this will affect the games, but you can bet that local fans will not be allowed in because they're trying to separate everybody. Japan has, I don't understand why, but Japan only has 15% vaccination rates. I mean, compared to the United States, we've got, of fully vaccinated two shots, we've got about 48%. Britain's got 50%. I don't know what happened with Japan's rollout.
Well, there's a lot
vaccine.
Of redneck idiots over in Japan.
Something's going on, right?
Trump supporters in Japan or something. I don't know. That'll be the excuse, I think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is. Unless they did they originally buy the vaccine from China? Was there something about that they got off to a slow start? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But it doesn't look great right now. This is not a place that people should be descending upon. But we'll see.
Now. As long as we're on the Olympics now and people are interested at least to a point in what's going on, there's an athlete named Dominique Dawes. Do we know who? She's a three-time gold medalist. And she's talking about this Sha'Carri Richardson suspension from the Summer Olympics after she tested positive for marijuana. Apparently, she says the rules are the rules. And everybody should adhere to the rules. And that apparently is what you're hearing from more and more people.
Well, that's what even Sha'Carri said. She's like, look, I knew the rules and, I had a panic attack and that was it.
So is too much being made of this, do you think?
Well, I think that the real discussion, which even is from the doping committee, they've even said they're going to look into the regulations against marijuana. How can it be illegal when you keep having more and more states legalizing it recreationally? You know, it's not performance enhancing either.
Yeah.
Right.
There's so many things. I mean, I get it. Rules are rules, and you have to be aware of what the rules are and follow them, and there's personal responsibility and all of that. But when marijuana is legal in half of the states in the country, and it's you know, the equivalent of someone having wine or beer or something in their system? Are we going to kick them out of the Olympics? And then when you add in the fact that the Olympics have some major problems, I mean, they're allowing biologically male people to compete in female sports.
Yeah, that's,
and that's not cheating.
Seems to me
that,
yeah.
But having weed in your system is, which doesn't do anything, but maybe even hold you back. I mean, may actually be detrimental.
So much of the molestation allegations. I mean, there's just a lot of issues across the board for years and years. And I feel like it's less of a conversation of should she be permitted to be part of the Olympics this year. Everyone is kind of, you know, in the understanding of, no, the rules are rules. She broke the rules. It's on her. But the rules need to be changed. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's more of the conversation.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Speaking of rules, as long as Jennifer loves to talk about the Dodgers, how about the fallout from this pitcher whose name is Trevor Bauer, who looks like a jackhole on the surface anyway. A lot of people are talking about this is, by the way, our sports report for today. The Yankees have taken merchandise that has his name on it off.
Or the Dodgers.
Shelves. When I say the Yankees, no, okay.
The Prince Dodgers of Precision too. Strike.
I'm pretty sure that the Yankees didn't have any merchandise with him.
Okay.
They were boycotting him from years ago.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you just what I know, because I'm very much in the middle. I know athletes can be targeted, but I also think that this woman had her head cracked open, so who the heck knows? But here's the story as best I can put it together. This woman contacts Trevor Bauer online. She drives up. They decide that they're going to have consensual sex. According to Trevor Bauer, he says he has text messages where they were talking about rough sex and what, you know, what was going to be anticipated in this. She drives from San Diego up to Pasadena, which is not a short drive, probably 2.5 hours. And if you have traffic, could be even longer than that. They have sex twice and two different occasions. And this is what I don't understand. She says that it was very rough, but that's what Trevor Bauer says that they had agreed on. She also came up a second time and apparently spent the night when she said that he cracked her skull open. One of the claims is that, I guess...
Did she go to the hospital? Who doesn't go to the hospital, right?
She didn't go to the hospital right away. Correct. Jeez. And this is... That's kind of part of, like, you know, why would you go back? Why would you spend the night? I don't understand all that. But in any case, she says that he choked her, basically, to a point where she lost consciousness. And then when she woke up, that he was doing something that she had not approved of or given consent to. And, so I don't know. He says that he has the text messages to prove that this is what they had both agreed upon. She says that, yes, it was consensual at first, but then it turned into something that wasn't consensual. And right now, Major League Baseball has removed him, has put him on leave, and the Dodgers have removed his merchandise. I guess he was supposed to have a bobblehead night. That, of course, not going to go over so well. Yeah, so all of that stuff has been put on hold.
All right. So we've also this week, in the continuing focus on sports, sort of done, it's probably been a social media thing as much as anything else, Jay. We're talking about these two women who work for ESPN, the white woman who said something bad about them, or something wasn't bad. I don't think it was bad, but questionable in some people's ears. So now this whole to-do has gotten blown out of proportion, yes or no? The admission, I think it was Monday we talked about Rachel Nichols, who then apologized for, quote-unquote, hurting Maria Taylor. But is this a cat fight? I mean, what is the... When I looked at what Taylor said, I didn't see anything that was so horrible in it. And yet, anything that you say about someone who's of color merits suspension or get fired or whatever it is that goes on here. Is because it's summertime and all the sports are over except baseball, the sports talk shows need something to talk about, and that's what this is? I don't know.
Basketball finals are going on.
No. Okay. So, people on social media, Jay, paying any attention to this sort of thing. Every day I've seen a different story.
It was a big
her.
Story.
Yeah, it was bigger when it first broke. I feel like people are kind of tired of hearing about it. It's okay, like so when everything went down with the talk and Sharon Osbourne, and it was one of those things of everyone was talking about it when it first happened. Now it's like, just figure it out.
All right, here's our final sports story of the morning. The International Swimming Federation says it's going to revisit its decision barring a swimming cap designed specifically for black hair from being used in competition. Huh?
This was a huge controversy.
The soul cap.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's black versus you can't wear this hat if you're white and you got dark hair? What is the...
No one needs to wear it unless you have thick, and they call it afro-textured hair. Like if you have, you know, if you have braids or if you just have, you know, afro hair that doesn't fit into those tight little,
regular,
you know,
the
regular swim caps. White hair is a lot softer and, you know, more malleable. And so the soul cap has been used by a lot of swimmers, and they were hoping that it would pass regulation for the Olympics this month. And it was tossed out and not really even considered. And then there was a huge backlash. And so now the Swimming Federation says that they're going to revisit it. They had initially dismissed it because they said that it didn't follow the natural form of the head, which that really got a lot of people going because, you know, the natural form of the head based on whose standards? White standards? I mean, clearly that's what they were using. So we'll see if it goes forward, but the soul cap is already used by a lot of black swimmers. I think that there's a girl in Britain who's going to be the first black swimmer on the British team. She's been using it, and now she has been very vocal that she was hoping to use it in the Olympics, but it hasn't been approved.
Okay, here's something that is under approval from all of us and the thousands, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people now, since the pandemic, who are onto the Navage treatment for cleansing your nose. It's the only nose cleaner with powered suction. And if you're into this, like Victoria and Jennifer and Jay are, you find yourself breathing more clearly, sleeping much better. It's a healthier present. I mean, you just feel good. When you cleanse out this stuff at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, it's much better for you. You feel better, but it's your body is going to like it. So using Navage makes a lot of sense, especially now. This year, I was at the doctor's yesterday to try to deal with the allergies that I have, and this is a great way. We were talking about the way to cleanse your nose, because that's where everything comes into your body. Cleansing it with Navage ought to be on your list of things to do in the morning and at night. Brush your teeth, wash your hair, wash your face, whatever it is. Navage at Navage.com. No questions asked, guarantee of satisfaction. Check it out. Buy it with confidence. Use it exactly as the information suggests when you get the product itself, and you'll feel so much better. That's the way to manage the problem. Go to Navage.com. Navage at Navage.com.
Sadness and misery. I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a fire.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free.
With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Past the hour now on the DJV program, Tech Talk Time. Victoria Keevan has been studying. She's done her homework for today. And so we're going to focus on a lawsuit that's been filed against Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And we'll find out who has filed. Well, why don't we find out right now?
Well, I can't wait. Yeah, so there's also some breaking news that's actually more important than that that we're going to cover. Microsoft has just issued an urgent warning to all Windows users to immediately install an update after security researchers have found a very serious vulnerability in the operating system. The part of the operating system that allows Microsoft Windows users to share a printer, that's where it is. So this could be in your home, this could be in your office, wherever it is.
I don't have that because I don't share a printer.
Right, but so it's the ability to share a printer. That's what the software is. That's where the vulnerability is. So even if you don't share a printer at home or in the office, you have to install the update immediately. That's Microsoft's big warning. The other story that you were mentioning is former President Donald Trump has filed class action suits against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as the CEOs Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and Pakai. The lawsuits are 6 months after he was permanently removed from all three of those platforms. However, this is, you know, a lot of smoke and mirrors in the legal sense. The claims
CYA
are based
stuff, kind of.
Hmm?
Isn't it? It's kind of CYA stuff in a minute.
What does that mean?
Cover your butt.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know how that applied in this, but no, I mean, this is basically, I don't know, some critics of Trump say that he's got a lot of lawsuits headed and legal troubles headed his own way, and that this is a distraction. This is also maybe his way of staying relevant in the news because we're talking about it. But the truth is, I mean, these claims are based essentially of previously disregarded legal arguments, and a number of people have already attempted to sue social media companies over suspensions and other forms of moderation. moderation, no one has gotten anywhere because it's not your First Amendment right. The Supreme Court has already ruled on this, that the First Amendment has nothing to do with private companies. It's only about limiting censorship from the U.S. government. So this is essentially a whole lot about nothing. I don't think Facebook or Google or Twitter are worried about this at all, but this is Trump's way of staying in the news. He also, it's interesting too, he didn't seem to really have his legal arguments correct when he made this press conference, because he asked the courts to declare the Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. He wants them to declare it unconstitutional. But then in the press conference, he also cited Section 230 as the legal justification for him to sue the company. So he wants to get rid of it, but he also wants to use it to sue these companies. So, and then, of course, he was asked if he would go back on those platforms if they allowed him back. And he said, I don't know, I might not. If I put out a press release, I'm getting extremely good pickup. Sure, no press release gets good pickup from anybody in the public. And then he also launched a blog to distribute these announcements in May, but it shut down within a month because no one read it. Mm-hmm. So this is his way of getting back out there, I guess.
All right. If you would like to apply for a job, there's a special new way of doing it, a tool that allows you to do it. You may want to find out about that right after this.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marcis' Customer Loyalty Index find out exactly that. Joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marcis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
All right, so how do we apply for jobs using this new method, Victoria?
Well, TikTok is testing a job application tool that allows its users to directly apply with video resumes to companies like Chipotle, Target, Shopify, and a ton of others, Sweetgreen, Great Clips, there's a whole lot there. It's a short-term pilot program. It's called TikTok Resumes, and it stems from content that has organically grown on TikTok called hashtag Career Talk. And so the company, they've got 30 companies. They're looking at college students and younger users as a way to get their resumes out there. And so you just have to do a 3-minute video, and they're accepting resumes until July 31st. Even the WWE. You can even be a wrestler and apply through TikTok.
How about them apples? All right, so that's a good update. Thank you. Victoria Keelan here with Doug.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.